B-Pod Studios.
Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshitz. Here are the Bankroll. Who you got?
Welcome into Over Under 985. Fade or follow? What other lines do we have, Dan?
I don't know.
Who you got?
I'm so tired this morning. It's gonna be a rough morning for this bank.
What is this? 20 something weeks in a row now?
Episode 23.
Okay.
Episode 23.
This is a grind, people. It is a damn grind. And all you sports bettors out there know it. And when you're down to the Gasparilla Bowl to bet on, and there's no NFL on Thursday nights, and there's NFL on Saturday, it becomes a grind. You start reaching a little bit. So let's take a couple of L's right off the bat. Maine loss.
Thank you. Plus the 11.5. Yeah, brutal. I mean, they laid an egg first half. Didn't score a single point. Had two red zone possessions. Turned over both of them. Losses happen. That was a bad read. I'll take the L there.
I had Green Bay plus 6. Told everybody to buy it to 7, but the 6 is a loss.
Yeah, you did say plus 7, which is a push. But I mean,
either way,
that's fine. You can call it whatever you want.
And Northern Illinois lost. And I got to tell you, all the sharps were on that one.
Yeah, they were. I mean, it was definitely the sharp side. I was ahead of the sharps on that one. I got it at 3 at, minus 120. I was okay laying the juice. And it was all the way down to 1 at kickoff. Yep. So there was a lot of sharp action on Northern Illinois. And not the sharps don't always win.
UAB threw the football, which people didn't think they would do. So receiver had almost 300 yards.
Not as effectively as they did. That receiver was a monster. I'm blanking on his name right now. I actually blanked the whole game out because it was so brutal. But, he was a monster. They couldn't cover him. And, not good for NIU. What I'm realizing, Joe, is those – again, I always forget this early in bowl season. The talent level in the different conferences comes into play in bowl season so much because these guys have a good amount of time to prepare. So the talent level is something I need to remind myself every year to look forward to, and the MAC does not have a good talent level. They just don't.
Yep, and Ohio won last night. We're recording the podcast on a Thursday morning. As some people don't know that. And I think we should bring it to the attention that somebody gave me crap about talking about, hey, looking at it right away, I like Fresno without the line in the Fresno-Arizona State game.
Right.
And I gave out a pick of Arizona State.
Yes.
And people are like, well, dude, you just said Fresno the bug. Lines change, buddy. It was 4.5. It went up to 6.
Right. And I think I even said on the podcast, Joe, the value's probably gone at 5 for me. So I don't know why everyone would be giving you crap. I think at 6, I would agree with you, Joe. I think the value is more on Arizona State at that time. I don't think people need to understand that when the line shifts, values can change. And so, when I play a dog at 3, I'll probably like it at 1 or 2, Joe, but, lines can change. If you play something at 4.5, it's different at 6. It just is. So I think people need to understand, take a step back and see when lines change, things change. And unfortunately, we don't have a show to do every single day, and so lines will change on us.
And one other thing I wanted to just bring out in general here, and this is just me venting. We post picks. We post them online so, you guys can bet them or fade or follow it. Okay? We're the ones making picks. We want you to follow us because our percentages are good. But at the same time, there's plays that Dan likes and I fade. All right? It didn't work for me a couple of weeks ago. But now it's working all of a sudden. But you have to fade or follow the pick. Fade or follow it. And you know what? If you want to give us shit about not getting the right pick, well, you're the dummy who followed us.
I mean, listen, we're hitting at a very good percentage right
Maybe
now.
Maybe we should change the show to, Betting Insight 985.
No, we're not. I like Over Under 95. We're keeping that, Joe. However, I just think that people don't understand the business, Joe, and I think that people need to understand the business more. Sports gambling is a new business for a lot of our listeners, and that's okay. People don't hit every single play.
That's why
people don't hit at 70%. That is unheard of. Okay, the best people in the world hit at 65%. We're hitting at 62. We're not the best in the world. We don't claim to be, but together we're pretty good. So, listen, if you want to give us crap, I'm more than willing to take. I mean, Maine was a terrible play. I will certainly own that stuff. But I mean, really, the whole shit and the whole like giving people shit about losing plays, it gets old after a while. I don't mind it because I'm just kind of used to it at this point. Like I just kind of accept and expect the crap to come along with the losses. And we've gotten a ton of positive feedback. We've gotten so much positive feedback over the past couple of weeks. It's been great. So, yeah, I've had a bad 2 days, Joe. I gave up the Bulls last night as my daily free pick. They were down one, Bulls plus three, down one, ball with 8 seconds, lost the ball out of bounds with 2 seconds left, fouled the Nets. The Bulls lost by three. I gave up 2.5 because it opened at 3.5.
The reason why I would have faded that is Brooklyn played the other night against the Lakers on national television.
Yep.
And they're playing a back-to-back game. It's a good play.
Okay, Brooklyn has not won on the road in 33 games on the second night of a back-to-back. So you're a trend guy. On 0-33, what would you do, Joe?
I'd fade it?
No, you would follow.
You would follow.
And I would follow it,
we'll do this weekend with some other trends.
So that was one of the big reasons I liked the Bulls last night. I thought it was a good situational spot for them. They had some rest. Again, Brooklyn is known around the league as not a good traveling team. And so that was a spot. I also happen to like the Cleveland under, which hit. The Pacers under, which has hit 10 of the last 12, which hit. You know, things they didn't post. And so that was a little bit frustrating for me, too. I liked the Thunder last night, laying 5.5. So, I mean, listen, you take the wins or the losses. It's certainly frustrating at times. But the people who give us crap, you guys got to remember, we've been doing this for a very long time. Joe, even longer than me.
I think I've been doing this for over 15 years.
Joe much longer than me. Almost double the time.
One day, someone's like, "Hey, do you want to put a bet on a game?" And I hit. And I'm like, "Holy shit! I can win money doing this."
I'm addicted,
and I haven't looked back.
Well, I mean,
it's like half baked. The first time you ever smoked weed, you always remember that first time. All right, let's keep going.
All right, sorry. Okay, that's a good. No. No, I mean, you're right. Yeah, it is like that. You're not wrong at all. I do want to end this. We did win the Vikings, which I did say was going to be one of my larger NFL bets of the year. Vikings.
Was it because of the trend? Or was it the feel?
It was both. I mean, I like the fact that Miami was such a laying so many points. When a team like Miami laying so many points,
well, they were
plus
seven.
Yeah, plus seven. Exactly. When they're laying so many points on the road, in my opinion, that means that there's going to be a good amount. There's going to be a good chance that the home team is going to win by a large amount. Now, that doesn't happen to always be the case, but with a good team like the Vikings, I don't mind laying the seven. You follow the trend, and I just felt it was a great letdown spot for Miami and a great build-up spot for Minnesota. So we'll definitely have some of those this week, too. College games, Joe. We got college games all week. Again, I know there's one tonight. We'll definitely get it. I know that you definitely want to talk about that. We have two Friday, 4 Saturday, 3 Wednesday. So we can cover all those.
Okay. And somebody this week was like, can you guys talk more college basketball? We will. And, of course, March is approaching, and once football dies down a bit, it will certainly ramp up. I've been watching a lot of college hoops, Dan, and like, for instance, Syracuse this week was playing Buffalo. Buffalo's 14-0. Syracuse was the heavy favorite. They're at home. They lost. They lost outright. And I faded Syracuse. Last night, Auburn lost to NC State on the road. That's what I'm betting right now, those kind of fades. But really, we still don't know what a lot of these teams are yet. And the cool thing about the holidays is that there are these little tournaments here. And they essentially put these teams in the tournament so they can face each other. So that's one good way to bet. Like if it's Duke versus, Gonzaga in one, and then on the other side it's North Carolina versus Kansas. Well, they want to match up Duke versus North Carolina. It's what they want. So keep your eyes on that, and we'll certainly get into more college basketball.
Okay, here's one more thing. I know I'm sorry to do this.
Oh, go ahead.
I've now been accused of selling picks 42 times this week.
What the hell? We give away free picks on the radio. And so how do we sell them?
Some kid, Brian Steve, never even heard of him, just said, hey, at least people are paying for all your losing picks. Can't complain about a service if it's free.
Dude, if we wouldn't be here,
I don't charge for picks. Not. I have never charged for picks. You don't charge for picks. We're not doing that.
No. If I had a business, me and Dan, people, we work on the radio here in Boston. We punch in from 9 to 5 and work other bullshit jobs, and then come back later. Today, I'm here at 5:45 in the morning. I'm going to my other job, but I'm here till 11 o'clock at night. If I was selling picks, I wouldn't be here.
I mean, yes, could I sell picks and make a good amount of money doing it? Absolutely. Oh, yeah,
we don't do that. We can do subscriptions if we want, but who wants to do tote shit?
That's scumbag stuff. We don't do that.
Screw you, people.
Jesus Christ, guys.
Thanks for listening. But we're not selling picks. If we were, we'd, hey, check us out on da-da-da-da-da-da.net and get our latest picks. You ever go to another site when you ever type in looking for predictions? What happens? They give you a little write-up. Click here for Dan's big prediction. You know, only $9.99 for today's picks. You ever follow other guys on Twitter? Hey, want my free daily pick? Huh? You want it? We got to only sign up for $2.48 for the month or something.
I call it a free daily pick because if I give out a daily pick, then everyone asks me if it's free. So I call it free so that everyone knows it's free.
Listen, Dan has lost his last two daily, but what's the overall average? What's the overall number?
No, he lost the last one.
No, what's the overall number, though?
We're 67%.
What the hell are people complaining about?
Sorry, 68%. 44-17-3.
And it is funny. You ever notice
45-17?
You ever notice like somebody will post picks and it's like, oh man, these guys are doing pretty well. You follow it immediately and it loses. And that's the first thing you get. This is called a bankroll, people. You start this with a little bit of money. You watch it grow. You just watch it grow. If you lose a game, you're losing the bankroll, and then you go back for another one. This isn't let's go all in and cash out.
Yeah,
it's sports betting. People don't do that crap.
Yeah.
There's some people who just bet on the Super Bowl, fine, but they're not betting on anything else.
I agree.
Here, we're betting on horse racing. We're betting on boxing, UFC. Damn it, what else did you bet on?
No.
Korean soccer.
South Korean soccer, baby.
Jesus.
Value.
It's a bankroll, people.
Yeah, I mean, again, I just think that people are new sports bettors, Joe, and I think that this is what happens. So it's frustrating when you constantly get pounded with it, but I understand. So, yeah, we don't charge for picks. We're not going to charge for picks. We're just giving out free picks. I call it a daily free pick because if I call it a daily pick, people will ask me how much it is, and why am I charging, all this stuff. I got like a million DMs when I said daily pick. So I went back to daily free pick. It's just because of that. I give out like one or two picks a day. I don't like to give out a whole card because then you start giving out a ton of volume. You start saturating the market. That's never good. Stick with the good players. You know, stick with your best players. Just give them out. It's just not that difficult. It's not that difficult.
All right, opening segment there here on Over Under 985. We'll we get into some college picks, NFL stuff as well, and anything else on the table. Of course, you can listen to this podcast, Over Under 95, and all the other great ones at 985thesportshub.com. So if you want wrestling talk, if you want baseball talk, because it is hot stuff, if you want to know what's going on with the Patriots, Bob Sosi's got a great one.
Yeah, Sosi's podcast is great.
So this is Over Under 985. He's Dan Lifshatz. I'm Joe Murray. At Over Under 985 is our Twitter handle. All of our Twitters our Twitter handles, Joey Murr and Dan Lifshatz, all are linked to Over Under 985. So everything is there. Coming up in a second here, we're going to get into the College Bowl Week as it continues on the Over Under 985 podcast.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Over Under 98.5 podcast. You can find all of our documented picks at Dan Lifshatz, at Joey Murr, and at Over Under 985 on Twitter. You can also listen to us Thursdays with Toucher and Rich, 7 to 7:20 a.m. to discuss everything that's going on in the sports world of betting, the NFL, college football, and any other sports slate that is going on that week. Make sure to listen to us 7 to 7:20 a.m. every Thursday on Toucher and Rich.
All right, back here Over Under 985, College Bowl Week. The favorite 6-1 so far, Joe.
Yeah, it's definitely been it was a square week last week, without question. What was the only one that did not cover?
I'll look it up. It was like a 24-23
game. It was Eastern Michigan.
There you go.
Yeah,
we gave that play.
Yeah, we did. I said
we gave that play out.
We did. Eastern Michigan plus three. It's funny because I said I like Fresno. I said I like EMU, and I said I like the Arizona State under. All those hit. Just none of them were RPPs. But I mean, you know what? That's okay. I also kind of like, I did, to be fair, like Middle Tennessee State, too. They got crushed. The App State with like four coaches or whatever. Pretty good. Pretty good for them. But Joe, you want to get into tonight's game?
Yeah.
Because I know you like tonight's game.
I like South Florida off the bat.
Yeah.
The reason for that is they put up a ton of points. Their defense stinks. Charlie Strong is the coach. But the quarterback, Barnett, if you remember him, this kid's bounced around for a while now. This is his last game. I think they're going out on top. They have a great offense. Marshall is decent. I remember we bet the Florida International game. They got a good little freshman quarterback.
Yep.
But overall in this spot, I think Marshall's getting too much love, and South Florida is being disrespected. It's only a two-point spread.
Three now.
Okay, yeah. I like South Florida because they got a high-powered offense.
So, again, so we probably should say the teams. It's Marshall. It's Marshall versus South Florida. Marshall right now laying three. Here's a fun fact about this game, Joe. South Florida is playing in their home stadium tonight.
Boom.
In their home stadium and still getting
a dog.
74% of the bet on Marshall, 66% of the money on Marshall. The sharps are on Marshall. It opened at 2.5. It's still at 3. I tend to agree. I like USF tonight. I don't have a play on it. Joe, is this a PP for you?
I gave it away on the radio, so sure, why not?
Okay.
PP!
USF PP for Joe.
Plus the three.
Yeah, that's where it's at right now.
And Marshall had a good year. You know, where they go? 8-4. So they were good in their conference.
Okay, here you go, Joe. Marshall down to 2.5 a penny.
Ooh.
So it's at 3 at most books, but 2.5 a penny, which means it'll probably move to 3 because penny is the sharp book, and most other books just copy their moves. So that'll be 3.
Total on that one's 51. Lean me over.
Opened at 54.5.
Ooh, I lean the over.
Sharp action on the under.
Lean the over, people.
Yeah,
you know what
a lot of good
leans.
Yes, not an actual bet, but something that you like. Okay, on to Friday's bowl games: Florida International versus Toledo. Right now, Toledo opened at 6-point favorite, down to 4.5. The total was at 66.5. It opened at 66.5. It actually opened at 68 in Vegas. So the Vegas lines come out before the book lines. Opened at 68 in Vegas. My guy Sam Pajanovic from Chicken Dinner, which is on this week, was talking about this game.
I listened to their podcast.
Yeah,
I like those guys.
Great podcast. You want another?
Were
game
you on
podcast?
With them?
I was on with them this week.
How do I listen?
Chicken Dinner podcast. Chicken Dinner podcast.
Right,
yeah,
cool.
very good podcast.
Look at us giving us plugs for other podcasts.
Yeah, no, I mean no, yeah, they're very good. So I listen to them every single week.
What was the total again?
It opened at 68. Online opened at 66.5. The total, the weather is disgusting. It's windy and thunderstorms and rain. And so the total's actually been bet down to 59, Joe.
Hmm.
So the total was real sharp. At this point, though, you know, there's no real value in the under. When it opens at 68 and it's down to 59, there's no value. The value in that total is gone. I wouldn't worry about the total. I would just worry about the side. Toledo opened at 6, down to 4.5. Joe, I personally like Florida International on this one.
Me too, and just this is a fade of the MAC. We liked Ohio, who won the MAC.
I did like Ohio a lot. But
this is a fade of the MAC and Conference USA on the come. That's just the way I look at it. I know we had Florida International against Marshall a couple weeks back. That was for the championship in that game?
Yes.
It was, yep. So I
to
just
play
think
in the championship was the playing game for the championship.
Toledo is like a highly offensive team, but their defense stinks. So I think FIU can take advantage of that.
Yeah, FIU runs the ball very well, have all season. That's why I like them versus Marshall, that backdoor cover. I think Toledo is the wrong side here. It's actually at 5 in most books right now, but it's about to go down to 4.5. 4.5 at Bookmaker and Penny, which are the two sharp books. 5 at Five Dimes, 5 at my bookie, 5 across the board most places. So if you can get 5 with FIU, I like 5. I think FIU is definitely the right side. Toledo, again, fade the MAC. Toledo did not show up in big spots this year. This is going to be a bowl game.
Yeah.
I just think that FIU is the better team.
They were heavily favored against some teams, didn't cover, barely won. In this spot, I like Florida International.
Yeah, I do too. And I would actually say that this would be a PP for me, but it's not. But I'm going to take it slow on the bowls. I'm not going to give out any bowl PPs, but there are a few that I like, you know, especially like this one.
Yeah, so. I was bored last week and lost.
Yeah.
That Appalachian State team. Whew. Things they did the Middle Tennessee. Oof.
I know. So
hey, you love BYU. You've backed BYU a few times.
I have backed BYU.
So you see that they're a 12-point favorite against Western Michigan?
BYU versus Western Michigan.
I think BYU smokes them.
So the line opened at 13 in Vegas. It opened at 11 on most of the books. So there was a lot of sharp action in Vegas that brought the line down early. It's now sitting at 12 on most books. Pretty much every book is across the board is at 12. BYU a 12-point favorite. The total sitting at 50 right now. Opened at 48. A little sharp action on the over. So, you know, their total sitting at 50. You already know where I'm going, Joe. You nailed it. I like BYU to cover this
one. BYU benched their quarterback that's been there forever. Brought in some freshmen, and it's like put a fire into their ass.
They look like the better team. They know how to prepare for these games. And, again, we talked about the talent level. The talent gap is there. I think the talent level, especially in this one, is there.
Still can't believe BYU lost to Utah. You had BYU in the
game. I did. They covered.
But I just still can't believe they lost.
They were up by so much, but they covered, Joe.
Here's an interesting one to me. We had the Wake Forest. I had the Wake Forest over in wins this year, which hit. Playing Memphis, who's off that terrible, disgusting UCF loss. Wake Forest is getting 3. Off the bat, I like Memphis. But at the same time, I'm worried. Because Wake Forest's offense is pretty good. They can run the football.
So, again, motivation factor. Where does Memphis go after just getting...
I don't know.
Getting killed.
And that's why I probably wouldn't touch them in this one.
If for me, this is Wake or nothing. Again, I think the talent level is the difference there. We've seen Wake be very good. They you know, they had to beat Duke the last week to be bowl eligible. They murdered them, crushed them. We've seen them have just games where they just have dominated. We've seen them in spots where they've been terrible this year. You know, I think they beat BC. They had a good win versus Houston. I mean, I know Houston was terrible against the spread, but had a good win versus Houston. You know, they have had spots where they've been very good, and they've had spots where they've been very bad. They're hard to kind of get a grasp on. If I'm going to lean on something, though, it is Wake. The total in this one, Joe, 73. 73. Ooh. I think that's high, especially for a Memphis team that you just don't know their motivation, right? You just don't know. You don't know how motivated that team is after just losing a heartbreaker, really, to UCF. I lean under there. I definitely lean the Wake Forest as well at 3. That's kind of where I'm leaning in that one. Joe?
Yeah, the only motivation I can see here is the kid Henderson. He's probably his last game.
I don't think he's playing.
Really?
I don't think Henderson's playing.
They got another big running back that's very good, Memphis does. On paper, I think Memphis is the better team. But this is one I'd be careful about betting. Be careful on this one. I think a lot of love is going to come to Memphis off of what they've done this year. Careful, though.
Daryl Henderson will skip the Birmingham Bowl.
There it is. And this kid's a stud. I don't know. He's probably a second, third-round pick.
Yeah,
he's a stud.
We'll skip the bowl, so he will not be playing for Memphis.
So be wary of that one. Right off the bat, under 73 might be the way to go. But again, both these teams stink on defense, so yep. Be careful on that one. Now, Dan, I know you love the Armed Forces Bowl this year.
The Armed Forces Bowl.
It's Army and Houston. Just to preface this, Houston's a good team, but they lost their starting quarterback. They have a freshman in there. They did win their last game to become, you know, they've already were bowl eligible, but be wary of that. Freshman in a bowl game versus an Army team that's been pretty good this year.
Don't have their best defensive player. Ed Oliver is going to be a top 5 pick in the NFL. Is sitting out. He's been the real key to stopping the run this year for Houston. Army runs the ball very well. Listen, this is you know me. I'm not the biggest square guy in the world. I kind of like take the opposite side. This is going to be Dan to being a square here. I like Army. Laying the 4.5. I think Army is the right side. I know there's been a little sharp action on Houston. It opened at 5. The total's at 60. Opened at 67.5. So you know where people are betting, you know, putting the money on the over-under here. A lot of people love the under. I just personally, I think that, you know, I think Army is the better team. I think that, you know, they're going to continue to be that way. I very much like Army. I think Army 4.5 is definitely the way to go. And so I say roll with Army 4.5. If I was going to have a PP this week, this would be it. I'm not going to give a college PP because I want to look in the games further. So I'm not telling you to bet this yet. I think the line will stay similar to where it is. I don't think it will be any more than 5. So I don't think you have to worry about it. But I'll let you know Saturday, but there's a good chance I'm going to be on Army. I just think they're the right side.
And Houston, again, Derek King was their offense. He could run the ball really well, like at quarterback. I would not touch Houston in this one. But again, it's the Armed Forces Bowl. You got to go with Army.
Yep.
It's just one way to look at it. A couple more games here. Buffalo, Troy, I'm out on Buffalo. And
yeah.
It's good for the MAC championship. I'm out.
Yeah, and the Sharps agree with you. Buffalo opened as a 3-point fave, down the 1.5. The total was at 53.5, down the 49.5. You know, what's really been great, Joe, is the second half under, I think, is now 6-1 in bowl games. Second half under has been worth a look in a lot of these games. I do think Troy's the right side in this one. I don't have a big preference in this one. Buffalo's still hard to read. Again, this is going to be another team where it's going to be kind of hard to measure what their motivation is coming off that MAC championship loss. That was kind of their Super Bowl. Are they going to get up for another one? Are they not? To me, this screams of a big letdown spot for Buffalo, so I do think that Troy's the right side. I'm not a big fan of either the total or the side.
Okay. Hawaii in the Hawaii Bowl versus Louisiana Tech. Hawaii, baby. Hawaii.
Hawaii open, 1.5-point favorites, down to 1.
I think this is a Christmas Eve game. I'm not sure.
Yes, a 10:30 game.
I always bet this game.
No, sorry.
This is not a Christmas Eve game.
This is a 20. This is Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Oh, man. Dude, I bet this game every year.
It's a late Saturday night game, though. It's 10:30. I'll definitely have some action on this one.
But I like Hawaii. Hawaii plays better at home, people. They have the better quarterback. It it depends on how they play. This kid, Connor, I forget his last name, but Hawaii, in the Hawaii Bowl, give me Hawaii.
People loved Hawaii early in the season. They faded down the stretch. People stopped playing Hawaii later in the season.
They're averaging like 40 points a game, dude.
They're home. They're used to the time zone change. They're used to the weather, the climate. The over is sitting at 61, open at 57.5. A little sharp action on the over. I agree with you, Joe. I like Hawaii in this one, laying the points. Might as well take him at the money line. And then I like Hawaii, the Hawaii money line there. I think that is the right side of that bowl. We can get into the college bowls post Christmas if you want. There's 3 games. We can quickly touch on them.
Best one's BC Boise, right?
Yeah, definitely. BC Boise, BC versus Boise. I believe it's not in Boise though. I don't believe it's in Boise. But Boise opened at 3.5-point
favorites. I like Boise. Coming off the mat of that loss.
I hate Boise this year.
Really?
I think Boise is the one of the most overrated teams.
See, I think Rippon's just, you got to go with the quarterback in this situation.
Yeah, I just think that, but BC just re-signed their coach. There's an angle there. You know, they're
good
playing,
defense,
they're
sending off
coach.
A lot of seniors to the pros.
Sending off
good
a lot of
running
seniors.
Back.
Exactly. I just think there's a lot of angles for BC here. I do think that, you know, that Boise is going to be the public side, the side that everyone bets. The Sharps agree with me right now, opened at 3.5, down to 2.5. I just think that Boise has been vastly overrated. They're kind of like a media public type team. I think BC wins this game outright. I do. But I have not taken a deep look into that one. So
quickly, 2 other games, Minnesota, Georgia Tech. I believe Georgia Tech's coach is retiring.
Correct.
So I love Georgia Tech at that one. Go out on top.
Open at 3.5, up to 5.5 now.
And just don't like Minnesota, but we all know that Georgia Tech, one of the best rushing teams in all of college football.
Triple option.
And then there's one more game.
TCU Cal. 9:00 game on a Wednesday, day after Christmas. Remember, this is going to be the day after Christmas. So this is a big under day, in my opinion. Big under day after Christmas. Everyone's kind of fatigued. We're dealing with family stuff, whatever. Total opened at 41 in the TCU Cal game, down to 39.5.
Wow.
39.5 is the total. TCU open as a 2-point fave. Cal with a little sharp money. Now the favorite at -1. I agree with the sharps. I think Cal is the right side in this one. I think that TCU has really nothing to play for. They don't have a lot of seniors. They've lost most of their talent. Their secondary has been hurt all year. Most of those guys are not playing. I do think Cal is the right way to go in this one. I do.
All right. That's our college bowl, at least for this week, until we do next week's podcast.
Yep. Next week, Thursday, there's three bowl games. Pretty much bowl games, three bowl games every day from there.
We discussed every single game. Fade or follow, leans, you make the pick. We told you who we like. Now you guys make your picks. We got NFL weekend, big weekend in the NFL, coming up next right here on the Over Under 95 podcast. He's Dan Lifshatz. I'm Joe Murray.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Over Under 98.5 podcast. You can find all of our documented picks at Dan Lifshatz, at Joey Murr, and at Over Under 98.5 on Twitter. You can also listen to us Thursdays with Toucher and Rich, 7 to 7:20 a.m. to discuss everything that's going on in the sports world of betting, the NFL, college football, and any other sports slate that is going on that week. Make sure to listen to us 7 to 7:20 a.m. every Thursday on Toucher and Rich.
Over Under 985, NFL weekend number 16 for the week, 16. Right?
16.
No Thursday night. We get Saturday games. Off the bat, what are you looking for? Forget about the games. Is there any angle you're going for this week?
Well, angle, first off the bat, fading the team that beats New England. Fading the team that beats New England. I think that's simple for me. I am done with a few certain teams. I think there's some certain teams that we can be officially done with. So I think that that's fine. And I think that you're going to, again, depending on when these games are, because it's a Sunday game, you know, there's the Monday game is a Christmas Eve game, which is kind of gross, but whatever. I do think that there's going to be a lot of unders this week. A lot of unders last week. I think there's going to be a lot of unders this week again, Joe.
I saw some stat out there that teams that are under 500 generally cover the spread at week 16.
Yeah, week 16, week 17, teams that are under 500 cover spreads at an alarming rate because teams that are over 500 are just trying to make it through healthy for the playoffs.
That's right, and some team exactly. You just nailed it. And some guys, like, people think the Patriots might be doing that, which
I don't.
I think is absolutely laughable.
That's a crock of shit, and let's call it how it is. Those are fans who are consistently in the everything is fine, everything is awesome camp. But it is.
I wanted to get this. I had to look it up here, but I'm trying to find the stat here. I actually got a bunch of stuff this week that I think would be really interesting. Just in general, you mentioned fading the team that beats the Patriots, Pittsburgh, now playing New Orleans this week. New Orleans with a 3-point win. They could have covered if that ball didn't go as a touchback.
Ball don't lie, Joe. Ball don't lie.
I love New Orleans to dismantle Pittsburgh.
We'll definitely get on that game.
Okay. Well, I'm just.
I think you and me.
PP.
Yeah. You
PP everybody.
You and by the way, we are
all
gonna,
the trend.
We're gonna have a double PP on that one. So I hope we win.
All right. Here's the trend. Week 16 and 17, last two seasons, teams with records three games below 500 or worse, 17-9-1 against the spread against teams 500 or better.
Nice. There's a lot of those teams this week.
All right, what's the first game on the docket?
First game, we have the Washington Redskins versus the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, vomit.
4:30 Saturday game.
This game sucks in reality.
Sucks already.
But Washington, man, they keep plugging away.
The total opened at 37. It's still at 37. The spread, 10.5. The Tennessee Titans are laying 10.5 at home. Last time I laid points at Tennessee, Mariota threw a pick six immediately. They barely beat the Jets. They beat them in the final seconds of the game. I am not making that mistake again, Joe. Not making that mistake again. I like Washington plus the 10.5. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people on them as a dog, but they keep fighting. They have a very good defense. I know Tennessee plays very well at home. No shot no shot in hell am I backing the Tennessee Titans as a 10.5
point. And I don't even want to back Washington either. If I was to make a play, it might be the over.
I do like Washington this week. I do. The over, by the way, Joe, 75% of the over bet is on over 37. The under getting 81% of the money. Sharp money definitely on the under.
And by the way, this is Saturday at 4:30.
Saturday.
This is what, the day before the Festivus.
Yes.
I'm going to be hankering for some football.
I will be at Twin River.
All right. I
was at Twin River last week. I made 3 bets, went 2-1. I'm going back to cash my tickets and make some more bets. I will be at Twin River.
Boom. Dan Lifshitz at Twin River are one of our great sponsors. This is the one everyone cares about, Baltimore and L.A. Chargers. 4.5, I think the number's right. But is there home field advantage for the Chargers in this one? Baltimore's already went into Lamar Jackson. They're all in. Their defense is good. For me, I'm not fading the Chargers. It's just I don't love 4.5.
L.A., 6-1 against the spread. Wow. Voice went out there. 6-1 against the spread on the road, 2-4 at home. Oof. Not a good home team. There's no such thing as a home field advantage for them. They play in L.A. There's
no such thing. Do you think Lamar Jackson is banged up a little bit from just running a lot the last couple of
years? Yeah, I mean, I think he is.
How many times have I faded him now?
You have, and you keep losing.
Last week I bought the point and won.
Yeah.
It was 8, and I bought it to 7, but, like, I faded him way too much.
I'm telling you, you got to stop. He's playing well. I also think that, again, he is a rookie. He's the kind of guy, those kids bounce back fast, you know? They're not a 30-year-old linebacker. You know, he's a rookie, so they heal a little bit quicker. I loved L.A. versus Kansas City. We talked about that. I just think that right now they're getting so much love. Like, now they're being touted as proverbial Super Bowl favorites. I just think that this is at the point where now everyone's loving them too much, and that's when I kind of jump off the train. This is the week I'm going to jump off the train. I like Baltimore and the 4.5. I do. I think that defense
is legit. 27-23 game.
That defense is legit.
Just feel
it. Melvin Gordon, Austin Eckler, and who am I blanking on? Who's their wide receiver? I'm blanking on.
Keenan Allen's hurt.
Keenan Allen, thank you. They're all hurt, but they all will play, probably, but they're all hurt. I just think that this is the right side is Baltimore in this one, Joe. I really do. I think that Baltimore is the right side. They're hot. They're playing for their playoff lives. If the Steelers lose this week, they jump into that division spot.
They need to win.
Huge game for them.
San Diego might fall into the 5 spot no matter what.
Right.
This is a huge game for Baltimore.
But San Diego can lose this week.
San Diego, L.A.
L.A.
We've been doing it.
L.A. can lose this week, and Kansas City can lose, and they'll still be in the same spot.
We said San Diego people. Okay, yeah. All right, sorry.
I mean, I don't care. If you're going to give me crap over that, then, just bleep off. I don't care. I like Baltimore in the 4.5.
Okay, going to Sunday. Another important game here. Texans at Philly. Now, let me just ask you this question before we get into the number. Is it time to stop fading Nick Foles?
It's getting there. It's really the late season Nick Foles is starting to get there. It's starting to become a thing. A legit thing.
Eagles are 2.5 point favorites.
Open as a pick'em, and now it's 2.5. A good amount of sharp money. You will not find me laying money with the Eagles. It's hard for me to lay money with the Texans as a dog, but they just keep finding a way to win, Joe.
They pushed last week. They found a way.
They keep finding a way to win. You will not see me on this game. There is not a chance in hell I'm going to be betting this game. I lean Houston.
I'll tell you this. Patriots fans will be betting the Eagles.
Yeah, I'll be rooting for the Eagles, which is funny. But, I lean Houston. By the way, the total there is sitting at 46. A lot of money on the over.
I'm not one of these Pro Bowl guys, but Deshaun Watson didn't make the Pro Bowl. I mean, he might be pissed this week.
I don't care.
I think it's a little motivation there for him.
Yeah, he's going to play anyways because Tom Brady, there's a 0% chance Tom Brady is going to play in the Pro Bowl. He's going to be a Pro Bowl.
I guess that is a good point there. But this is a big game. Total 46 over.
Yeah, no.
Really?
No. The Houston defense is legit. Philly put up 30, but against a bad really, the Rams have regressed defensively the past couple of weeks, and that still barely went over the total. I like that.
Oh, Philly's defense stinks. I'm sorry.
They do. But, I don't think that Houston can run the ball very well. They're one-dimensional right now. So
Games I don't care about. Jacksonville at Miami.
Weird spread.
4-point spread.
Weird open at 4.5.
They're at home. I like Miami.
There's no difference. It's Miami-Jacksonville. You're talking about like a two-hour drive. I mean, hey, come on. You're talking about a two-hour drive. I like the under in that one. I like the under 39.5. To me, this screams Miami can't move the ball. Jacksonville doesn't score any points. I think you're looking at like a 17-7 game.
Real ugly game.
I do.
It could be like 15-9.
There's a good chance it'll be on the under. I like the under a lot in that one.
Okay. Can Cleveland cover 9 points against the Bengals this week?
So I talked about this on Chicken Dinner. This is so bleeping stupid, Joe. So stupid. This is the Brown factor. What, Joe, last year, what did the Sharps bet every single week?
Cleveland.
Every single
week.
Well,
yeah, they wanted that
every
win total.
Every single week. Last year. Every single week, the Sharps were on Cleveland. This week, people are just betting Cleveland for the Brown factor. People love the Browns.
They're exciting.
They're fun. Laying 9 points at home, you have got to be freaking kidding.
I'll tell you, Driscoll, man, he's been pretty decent. I mean, there's, it was a backup.
There's a guy who we both know on Twitter who once famously told me that Andy Dalton was an elite quarterback. One of the dumbest things I've ever heard a human being say. And to me, in my opinion, the drop-off between Dalton and Driscoll ain't that much.
Not bad.
Now, you don't have A.J. Green. So that's a bit of a difference. But Driscoll ain't that bad. The Bengals have now covered twice in a row on the road. I'm taking the Bengals here. No shot.
In this angle, as like a sharp, the Bengals have been covering. The Browns are only 9-point favorites because they just came off a win.
It's the first time they're laying more than 7 since 2014.
I'll tell you this much. You like teases, sometimes you don't. In this spot, I think the Browns win. I think the Browns win this game.
Divisional game.
But if you can get it down to, what, 3, you still don't like it?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I like backing the Browns on home. I like fading them on the road. They broke that trend last week. 9 points is stupid. This is silly stupid. This is the exact type of spot that the Browns will lose their ass and they'll get crushed. This is the type of game that they would lose. I'm not saying they will. I'm just saying I am not laying 9 points with the freaking Cleveland Browns. And if you are, just chasing because you like the Browns. There is no reason to lay 9 points with an under 500 team in a divisional matchup.
Agreed.
No reason.
Agreed. PP, Atlanta over Carolina. Carolina shut down Cam Newton. Tyler Henke is going to be their quarterback. Listen, Atlanta sucks, but they still got that offense. I know they're on the road, but no Cam Newton. I like Atlanta plus the 3. They were plus 3. Now it's minus 3.
I believe that Carolina opened. I have Carolina opening as a 3-point dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have Carolina opening as a 3-point dog, which is what I was going to say. The difference between Cam Newton and Henke is a 0.5.
Give me Atlanta. And, you know, this game sucks, and so don't bet it. But if you're feeling lucky, I would do that one.
No.
You don't have a side on it?
Yeah, no. This game is gross. This game is gross.
You're probably right.
Carolina's done. They're done. They're officially eliminated. Atlanta's done. They're eliminated. I think the over. I think maybe the over. You just see a couple teams shooting it out. But you don't know where you're going to go with Henke. You can't bet anything in this one, unfortunately.
Two teams that were shut out last week. Giants at Indy. Tampa Bay at Dallas. Indy minus 9 right now versus the Giants.
I think this is an overreaction to what Indy did last week. I think this is an overreaction to what the Giants didn't do last week. 10 points. Again, we've talked about this. I like laying points with Andrew Luck when he's a dog. I think when dog situations, when he plays best, there's less pressure on them. Okay, yeah, but they were 3-point favorites, and a lot of people are still on Dallas. You know what I mean? So you're talking about the 3 points. That's fine. To me, that's okay. When you're talking about laying 10 points versus a team, I think this is a great bounce-back spot for New York. I don't think Indy's run defense is very good. Saquon Barkley is going to be running the ball probably very well. He had his worst game as a pro last week. I think this is a good bounce-back spot. I'm not laying 10 points with Andrew Luck. Can you name me a time, Joe? Can you think of a time where Andrew Luck was a big favorite and covered a number?
Stanford.
Okay. Stanford, which is exactly my point. He doesn't cover these big numbers as a pro. He just doesn't. And it seems like every time that we have this spot with Andrew Luck laying these a lot of points, he flops. And I like Andrew Luck. I do. And we've been riding the Colts this year. I just think that this is too many points. I do think the Colts win, but I think the Giants cover.
I like a Browns and a Colts teaser.
Yeah, that's going to be – it's going to be – I mean, I would not –
One of them could push.
I'm telling you.
One of them could lose.
I would not be surprised if the Browns lose this week. Ooh, this just seems like such a Browns.
They're at home,
though. This is such a letdown for the Browns. But I'm not telling you. I'm telling you. I would not be surprised.
Ready for another pee-pee?
Yep.
I like the Cowboys this week to respond against Tampa Bay and cover 7 points. Tampa Bay has given up 242 rushing yards to the Ravens last week. They average 180 rush yards per game on the road. In their last 4 road games, give me the Cowboys -7, Ezekiel Elliott.
I agree. I think that this is – I think Dallas and the chalk on the right side. Tampa Bay, you never know what you're going to get with them week to week. I just think that – I think you're right, Joe. I think that Elliott's going to be a very good ground game. They'll set up the play action, which is what Dak is very successful when he's at his best. Dak is very successful off the play action. This is a perfect type of game for him. They'll throw to Cooper. They'll get their, you know, 7 tight ends in the mix and, you know, get a few catches for each. I think this is the right call, Joe. I agree. Dallas -7 is the right side. By the way, the total on that one, 45.5 up to 47.5. I think it's going to go under that total, but I like Dallas a lot. First half in Dallas this year, by the way, 11-3. First half under in Dallas in Cowboys games, 11-3 this year.
Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers, 3-point favorites at the Jets.
So this was a pick'em yesterday because we were told that we didn't know if Rodgers was going to play. If Rodgers plays, it's going to be 3. If Rodgers doesn't play, the Jets are going to be favored by 2.5. Either way, I like the Jets. I think they win this one outright. I think the Packers are a crap team. I think Philbin is a bad coach. He showed it last week. Multiple spots he had a chance to help that team. Didn't help that team. You will not see me backing the Packers again for the rest of the year. And it's going to be hard for me to back them next year, too. I don't trust this team. I think the Jets are the right side in this one. I do.
I can't do it.
I know you want to take Green Bay.
Right?
I know you want to take Green Bay. So
this might be the squarest play on the board.
This is literally the trap line. I'm telling you, don't do it.
This is the squarest play on the board.
But by far, except I mean, this between this and Kansas City, this is bad, Joe. Don't do it. Ugh. I'm telling you, just don't. And I know. I'm gonna do a text Sunday, being like, I did it. I took Green Bay. Don't do it.
But how about Minnesota, Detroit? Now you had Buffalo. Last week.
By the way, I'm not kidding. I had 5 people DM me, being like, "Oh my God, the Packers are a pick'em. Should I take them?" I'd be like, "Are you? What the hell do you think? You just said the Packers are a pick'em. What the hell? Do you think?
How many people did? They're just their antennas. Just
they're like, "Oh my God, the Packers are a pick'em." Yeah, like, come on. That's when you know it's a trap.
All right, couple more minutes here. Detroit, they covered last week. They're at home. Vikings off a big win. Detroit's getting 5.5 at home. Any love?
This is a divisional spot. Minnesota needs to win this game, but Detroit plays them tough at home.
Patricia's got them playing till the end.
No. I like Minnesota in the 5.5, but I'm not betting this game. This is not the kind of game I bet.
Me either. Patriots, do you take them -13?
No.
Or do you take Buffalo +13?
Neither. You take neither, and if you're a Patriots fan, you hope that they come out guns ablaze.
How about the total? 44.5.
I don't
like a side.
Just don't touch the game. I mean, really, this game sucks. Really, it really sucks.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're going to get from the Pats team.
Pats,
their defenses look better.
50 times
their defenses look better. Let's say that, but now their offense is starting to regress. It's like they just can't get on the same page at the same time. I think this is going to be a horrendous game.
Would you fade the Rams on the road, giving 14 to Arizona? The Rams aren't right.
Yeah, I think this is the game where they can get right, though. This is the type of game where they can get
warm
right.
Weather.
Yeah.
Indoors, right?
Yeah, I just...
They haven't been feeding Gurley. They got a... They stopped C.J. Anderson.
I don't think Gurley's going to play this week.
So C.J. Anderson's going to get the rock.
C.J. or Brown. I just...
Brown's been out, too.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been a nice little player. Yeah. I loved him at Texas.
A lot of people like the under in this one. I think the Rams offense is going to come out, and they're going to kind of recapture what they've been doing. This is the type of team where you're able to do that. 14 is a lot. That being said, if you're going to lay a chalk, you're going to lay a big chalky fave this week. I feel like the Rams are the best one.
Okay. Chicago at San Fran. What's up with this kid Mullins? What's up with San Fran covering all these spreads, favorites, dogs? Like at home, dude, they're a must bet. I don't know what it is. But is this a square play as well with Chicago on the road?
Yeah, this seems super. This is such a letdown spot for Chicago. 2 weeks in a row, they beat the Rams on primetime. Then they beat Green Bay, basically eliminate them from the playoffs and win the division. This is a letdown spot of all letdown spots, Joe. I mean, really, if you're looking for a letdown spot to bet, huge letdown spot. Eddie Jackson got hurt last week. They had someone else in their defense get hurt. You're going to have some backups there. Again, that defense is so good. I just think that there's a chance that, you know, San Francisco's defense gets up for this game. They, you know, they give Trubisky a hard time, who, again, is very inconsistent still. I think that San Francisco is the right side. Again, everyone took Seattle last week, and I said this spread does look right. San Francisco won outright. However, Joe, that goes against your trend of playing in overtime because San Francisco did win in overtime. So I don't know how you feel about this. I'm not playing this one. I definitely lean San Fran.
But that could be – you just nailed it.
And that
number has favored the 49ers.
I do like the under.
So they could get some money on it, but based off the overtime trend and people thinking that the Bears are the square play –
I do like the under 42.5. I think that's if I'm going to make a play in that game, the under 42.5 for me is definitely the side.
Okay. Pittsburgh at New Orleans. New Orleans right now, 5.5. I see 6 some places. Fade Pittsburgh.
PP for you P-P. And me, both of us.
PP.
PP New Orleans Saints. Fade the team that beat the Patriots. That was their Super Bowl. Fade the fact that Mike Tomlin is a shitty head coach. Fade the fact that New Orleans has been pretty bad the last couple weeks and people are jumping off the New Orleans trade, jumping on the Pittsburgh trade. This is exactly the same spot as last week, Joe. Like, Minnesota was being undervalued. The Dolphins were being overvalued. I think that's exactly what's happening here. Pittsburgh is being overvalued. New Orleans is being undervalued. Only 52% of the bet is on New Orleans, so it's not like they're like a crazy, you know, betting fave either. In fact, the sharps, 5.5 in most places now, like Pittsburgh. Give me the Saints, 5.5 PP. This has a potential, Joe, to be a very big play.
Myself and Dan are on the same PP. How's that sound, people? I don't think that's happened all year.
That's not. This is the first time I think that we've been on the same PP. That's not true. We had one together, and it won by like 21 points. I can't remember what it was. It was a college game. It was a college game. Okay. It was very early in the year.
Only concern in that game is that New Orleans coming off a short week. It's the only thing. Monday night football.
Yeah, Again, but again, that was the exact same thing in Minnesota.
And I'll give you the trend again. Teams that play in overtime, they lose the following week. Kansas City played in overtime, lost the following week to the Chargers. Seattle at home, off overtime. 2.5 at home. I'm following the trend here. But Dan is not.
I like Seattle. Seattle's a dog, baby. Seattle at home, you want to fade Russell Wilson right now?
I mean.
You want to? No, no. Do you want to fade
them last week? They lost.
What? I mean, in divisional game on the road. Home Russell Wilson right now. This is a huge game for them. Huge game. Kansas City, again, can afford to lose this game. I mean, I know they want to win to keep their spot, but if Los Angeles loses, they don't need to win this game.
This is a Sunday night football game. Lots of money going to be on this game.
So, again, I would wait for the outcome of that L.A. Chargers game. If L.A. wins that game, Kansas City maybe has a bit a different motivation factor than they would if L.A. loses that game. or wins that game. So I would tell you right now, I like Seattle. I'm not taking it as a PP yet. But by the way, one more thing to add on that New Orleans game. Minnesota came off a short week the week before when they faced Miami. I'm telling you, this is the exact same spot as the Vikings last week.
True. I like Kansas City in that one, just coming off a loss. And I think that playing Seattle is kind of like a tune-up for the playoffs because they're going to have a week off at some point.
Do you really think that Kansas City...
Normally in this spot, I like Seattle at home.
So I was on Chicken Dinner yesterday. They asked me an interesting question. If you were going to lay money on an AFC team right now to win the AFC, who would it be?
Chargers.
Okay. That's what everyone says. Everyone's now on the Chargers.
But if they're the fifth seed, though, that's not good value.
Well, it doesn't matter. First seed, there's no such thing as a home field advantage for them.
I also like the Texans.
I think now Kansas City is being undervalued in those markets.
See, I just feel like Patriots are probably the best value, but we here watch them every week.
We know that's
it's not their year.
It's not.
Five losses for that team. It's not their year.
Yeah, I don't mind the losses. The losses doesn't concern me. It's the way they lose and where they lose that concerns me.
We got one final game: Denver at Oakland. Christmas miracle for the Raiders at home.
Denver is out of it. We have now seen their Vance Joseph be continuously horrendous. He is. I don't do this very often. I think Mike Tomlin is the top three or four worst coach in the NFL. I think Mike Tomlin is a horrendous coach. Vance Joseph
on 4th-and-1 last week, they kicked the field goal. They're driving the whole entire time. You got Philip Lindsay back there.
I want to swear so bad, Joe. He's a bleeping idiot. I cannot believe this idiot still has a goddamn head coaching job. I think the Oakland Raiders are the worst team in football, but at home, Monday Night Football, Gruden's return to Monday Night Football. Remember that. Gruden's return to Monday Night Football. This is a big spot, wants to show up for the boys. I like Oakland. This is the first time I've backed them all year. Oakland in the spot.
All right, Dan. That's it. Oh, and we'll be back here next week. I know you got some stuff on. After Christmas.
Yes. So we will be.
You have a Christmas Day trend, though.
I do. So for the NBA, everyone bets unders in the NBA now. Okay, that is like the thing to do. Everyone knows this. If you're a gambler, you bet the under on Christmas. Okay, what's happened the last couple of years is the unders are under early morning Christmas games. So there's like three or four early games, whatever. They go under. The under is no longer the play. It's the first half under. And I'll give credit to my friend, one of the guys I know, Sledgehammer, Capper on Twitter. I talked to him. He's a good capper, good guy. I'll give credit to him. He's the kind of guy who's been like, listen, the first half, it's like the spread is dead. The under is dead on Christmas games. Now it's about the first half under. I happen to agree with him. I think the first half under went 3-1 last year. I'm probably going to be rolling that again, just rolling the Christmas day. I'm going to be giving out probably my entire card on Christmas gift, whatever. Dropping a whole bunch of stuff. It'll be fun. And again,
Dan Lifshatz Christmas special.
That's right. Dan Lifshatz is Christmas special.
Maybe he'll give 8 plays away.
No, I don't have that. No, that should have been Veronica. I screwed that up.
Damn it, Dan! We gotta
screwed
do it next
that up.
Year.
I screwed that up. I was giving away a play a day. Anyways, it doesn't matter. I think for Christmas we'll see. But I'll be giving out some stuff. There's going to be a lot of action during Christmas week. But next week, Joe, we still go for Thursday?
I don't know actually. We'll have to discuss that off the air.
We can discuss that. But there will
I'm going to be at night. I'm going to be there host from 6 to 11
There
all next
will
week.
Be a podcast next week.
Could do Friday.
There will be a podcast next week.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. There will be a podcast next week. We'll talk about it.
All right. College picks in. NFL picks in. And I'm sure we'll be getting into college basketball soon and maybe even hockey and all that crap.
Yep. Yeah, next week.
Oh, we
get
the Winter Classic next
week. Yeah, by the way, right now, trending at 61% in the NHL.
Ooh.
Training at 61%.
So follow at Dan Lifshatz, at Joey Murr, at Over Under 985. All our stuff's right there. We gave away all our picks. We gave away all our rants. And I don't know if I'm going to give away picks this week. We might.
I will.
But if you like us, just send us a question and we'll answer it.
Yep, DM.
All right, we're going to go punch into our regular jobs now from 9 to 5. He's Dan Lifshatz. I'm Joe Murray. This has been Over Under 985.
Who you got?
B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.